This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here from Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out always to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now and doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along, thanks so very much. That would be the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers, hauling the mail again back on the trail from point A to B to get it to your post office to deliver it. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Lowercase the whole thing. Lowercase the whole thing and throw an A after Captain in America. Captain's America. There you go. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, we're sort of quiet tonight out there, but it probably won't be for long. Never is. We've got the one and only, the informidable professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Yes, thank you, Captain.
Yes. And you're out there burning flares in the backyard so that you can see the mosquitoes fly by.
Well, yeah. Sort of, yeah.
Makes sense to me. I mean, well, yeah. Yeah. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And you notice I said some things here that if you pick up the words, you might recognize the difference between what I said and what the progressives are trying to say all the time. For example, to the republic for which it stands.
Right.
That's not what they believe.
Well, perhaps not. Exactly.
It's not what they say. And they say it reluctantly, and let alone one nation under God.
Well, sure. Yeah, they think that maybe that's too old-fashioned, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's not never old-fashioned. Speaking of old-fashioned, do you remember the days of the Concerned Veterans for America a few years ago where they were everywhere and anywhere out doing their concerts for the veterans and whatnot? Well, they're not doing a concert, but they are going to be in town Wednesday. That is this coming Wednesday in Sarasota, along with Congressman Greg Stube for a Veterans Town Hall. Now, Congressman Stube is the sponsor of the 2022 Veterans True Choice Act. Now, to learn more about this town hall, the Congressman's legislation, and the challenges that veterans face. You can join us by going to Concerned Veterans for America, Florida, on Facebook and signing up for this unique opportunity to hear from your member of Congress, Greg Stube. Now, this is coming up Thursday, March 13th, 3 p.m. to 4:30 in Sarasota at the Bayfront Center at 803 North Tam Miami Trail, right there on the trail in Sarasota. So I look forward to seeing many of you there. I plan on being there myself.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. It sounds like it'll be a really great time.
Very informative, and yeah, we'll have some refreshments there too, so there you go. Now, all that being said, back to the drawing board, so back we go to Pope Francis, who appeared to ask the Russians to seek the truth about their country's invasion of Ukraine on his Eastern message that he sent to the world on Sunday. Did you hear about it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we had the Pope, of course, giving his Easter message. He delivers what is really, it's called a twice yearly Urbi et Orbi, meaning to the city and to the world, where he talked to some estimated 100,000 people. But he did say, Captain, that he asked the Russians basically to seek the truth about their country's invasion of Ukraine. He also called upon the Israelis and the Palestinians to engage in dialogue after the violence that's been going on. But Pope Francis, of course, Captain, has been talking about the invasion of Ukraine since it happened, obviously, and says that the Ukraine people were being martyred. So obviously there's something in his mind and heart that the Russian people, he wants them to sort of see what's going on there.
Well, sure. Absolutely, because the Russians are killing more civilians than they are military, in my opinion.
Well, that's right. This is an all-out total war, and there can be no legitimacy for such as we are witnessing here. Vladimir Putin, whatever he may think, he's wrong.
Well, you're right about that. You're absolutely 100% right about that. Now, the Dems Health and Human Services Secretary, Mr. Basara, or was he the one that was called Bacaria?
That's right, yeah. The President Biden changed his name on the spot.
Yeah, to Bacaria. His abortion pill ruling, he's saying the abortion pill ruling is not America. Really?
Well, he says it's a reckless decision. That's what he said.
Yeah, what's reckless is him being in the position he's in. All right. Hold that thought. We'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll even mention some more about Mr. Bacaria. How's that? Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow. Remember, MyPillow.com, the website to go to. You're going to be shocked when you get there and see all the buy one, get ones, as well as all the reduced prices that are all over the website. Not only in the pages where you can go and see the sidebars, but also there in the front page. Now, the other website that he has, mystore.com, same thing going on there. Promo code CAPTAINS, all you need is either one. Promo code CAPTAIN will get you those prices, and you'll save a bunch of money, and you'll be a very happy camper as a result. I guarantee you that. Anytime you can save money, that's happy. You'll do the happy dance. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we got Aaron from Colorado on the line, and she's telling me that they're doing the Sundance up there. So let's find out. Okay there, Aaron, you're doing the Sundance in Colorado.
definitely doing the happy dance. I don't know about the Sundance.
All right.
Definitely doing the happy dance here in Colorado. But, you know, I want to talk about the doctor's ruling, the judge's ruling on this abortion pill.
Right.
And it's just a bad ruling. I mean, as a judge, you're like a referee, you know, to a basketball game or to a football game. As a referee, you have to be fair, you know, to both teams, to both sides. You know, make the right call, make the fair call. But you know, this drug. I haven't read the history of the drug, but this abortion drug has been around for years, approved by the FDA. So it's been around for years. I don't know how many years, but it's been around a long time. And for this judge to be an activist judge on the bench because you have a problem with women having abortions. And me, I'm pro-choice. Within reason, within common sense, within rational. I mean, I'm not going to support a woman having an abortion at 8 months pregnant or 7 months pregnant. I'm like, man, you've come this far. You might as well have the child and have an abortion. You know, so there's reasonable options. If you don't want the child, there's reasonable options if you don't want the child.
Uh-huh.
I have to agree with the broken down dumb donkeys on that specific issue. I think if a woman wants to have access to abortion bill, and I'm not sure when this affects the bill comes into, I guess, it could be weeks while you're pregnant, maybe a month while you're pregnant. So I haven't read all the specific details of how effective this drug is when a woman becomes pregnant. But, you know, I just totally disagree with the judge on this specific issue when it comes to women and their productive rights in this country. And one thing I'd also like to bring up about the Taiwan issue, bad move by China. I mean, the world is uniting against them. United against China when doing the Tiananmen Square massacre.
Right.
That should have been it right there, but they didn't. And now Taiwan has grown into this Frankenstein, and this Frankenstein must be slain. Anyway, Cap. Professor Podis, goodbye.
All right, thank you. And she's got a point there, Kyle.
Well, I think from the Chinese government perspective, that's right. Taiwan has flourished basically, and they can't have that. They can't show the whole world that they're able to do without mainland China.
Right, and of course, when it comes to foreign policy in general, I'm with Congressman Zenke, former special ops Navy SEAL. I'm with him when he says that the White House has failed completely on foreign policy. Yes, they have.
Well, they have failed completely on foreign policy, but I'd flip it around just for a second, Captain. I think maybe the people in the White House maybe think that they're accomplishing exactly what they want to do. I mean, I think that's a very scary kind of thought. But certainly, they're diminishing our ability to conduct foreign policy effectively. They can talk all they want about the war in Ukraine, but foreign policy might have helped to stop such a thing from happening in the first place. That's for openers. But otherwise, Captain, you've got, and this harkens back to a call we got in the first hour from Mike in Clearwater, where he asked about China, what they might do, or what even the U.S. might do, and if there was an invasion of Taiwan. Well, the foreign policy should be telling the Chinese exactly what they would expect and try to stave them off from doing something drastic like that. But we don't have that these days.
There is a report surfacing from the Pentagon that the U.S. is on the cusp of a hypersonic renaissance period. What are they talking about?
Well, the hypersonic, well, number one, we hear about it with missiles. I expect it would also transit into aircraft as well at some point.
You mean how they address it?
Yes, exactly. Or how, at some point, would that be viable for transportation or other military sort of applications?
Transportation? I hope not.
Yeah. Well,
you can be the first one to ride on the outside.
That's right. Yeah, we talk about space planes or, being able to go into maybe, for lack of a better expression, low Earth orbit, right, and get somewhere very, very quickly as a result of that.
All right, we'll see. Representative Gonzalez, Congressman Gonzalez, has said that the abortion pill might cost some FDA funding. Okay, well, now they're threatening to take the funding away.
Well, right. This issue, though, it's sort of harkening back to was something that Aaron just called in from Colorado. My thought is that the whole thing, the whole subject of abortion, may be so ingrained into the political realities in America, because it does cross over party lines. There's no doubt about that. So at what point is abortion ever going to be looked at differently other than strictly a political question? And I think the Democrats have done a great job from their perspective, I'm sure, of making it so that that it's only a political question and it can help decide the way people vote. They may have certain ideas about economics and so forth, but when faced with the question of abortion, they're likely going to go with the candidate that matches their abortion stance. And that's a huge issue politically in America.
Now, I've given this a little bit of thought. What would be the best deterrence against China for the United States? What's the best avenue to take?
Well, I think it depends what you're talking about in terms of, like, military deterrence.
Well, I'm talking about what they could do to wake up China and say, whoa, wait a minute, maybe we better back it off a little. How about if we defeat Putin trying to make his advancements into the Ukraine and back him the hell out of there?
Well, absolutely. But here's the thing. I think that in this day and age, we live in a time, Captain. You know, we thought 35, 40 years ago, you know, Ronald Reagan was talking about the nuclear war had to be unthinkable. It was unwinnable and had to be unthinkable, basically. But now here we are 40 years later, let's say, and you've got people who's, again, now think that you can deploy these kinds of weapons as a last resort or to get your way finally in a war. And it seems to me that American troops fighting Russian troops probably results in that war. American troops fighting Chinese troops maybe also sort of results in that kind of war. The trick is how do you get rid of Putin without him resorting to that?
Poison him.
Well, this, you know, the idea that there would be an internal coup, for example, exactly, some kind of regime change. But the direct confrontation, while could be necessary at some point, I'm not backing down from that, but the realities of these days are that we live in a very, very different world, and, you know, you could have a despot or you could have the regime in Beijing say, look, hey, we can absorb a lot. You know, we're just going to win in this, and we'll sort it all out later on.
We're going to win. We're going to win.
We're going to win. Yeah. And we're going to win at any cost, because also you get into this idea of saving face. Right? The idea that if mainland China were to back off Taiwan and say, that's okay, you guys do whatever you want to do, would be incredibly embarrassing. And they just, I don't think they could live with that. They would just, it would stick in their craw for till kingdom come. And it just would never work. So they have to find a way to reunify, otherwise they think they look weak.
All righty. Here comes your music up in my ear, so I'm going to put you on hold, folks. I'll be right back with more. Bottom of the hour, your stations get a chance to identify themselves and tell you who they are and what they're selling tonight. And we will be right back right after that here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Do not go anywhere, because I'll be right back with Kyle Warren.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. Former Trump Attorney General Bill Barr says investigators probing the potential mishandling of classified documents found at the former president's Florida estate likely have, quote, very good evidence that he obstructed justice. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin, who's a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says the U.S. believes in a one-China policy, but added that mainland China can take over Taiwan by force. John Rahm is the fourth Spaniard to win the Masters, taking the green jacket with a 12-under-par tournament. Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson were tied for second, four shots back. The Super Mario Brothers movie is the weekend box office champ, crushing the competition in its opening weekend with more than $146 million. John Wick, Chapter 4, managed $15 million in second place. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wooncare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
There you go. And that's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care located at 38th and 66th in St. Pete. The phone number is 727-896-4615. And yes, I do go there. And yes, I'll be there today. So there you go. My regular weekly checkup. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Let me get over here. All right, Mr. Kyle, how are you?
Doing great, Captain.
All right, we were talking about China. We were talking about troops possibly being sent there. Senator Lindsey Graham says that he's open to U.S. troops defending Taiwan.
Well, I know he said that, and I know that this is, you know, I think ultimately you have to keep all your options on the table. You always want to keep a potential adversary second-guessing anything. You know, you don't want them to be able to simply make their plans and then try to execute them because they will. You've got to keep them guessing somehow, but certainly the idea of committing troops into Taiwan would be a major undertaking. I don't think it would be – you certainly can't do it frivolously, and you can't do it thinking, well, it's going to be in and out. It's going to be over very quickly. I think you'd have to be ready for a very long haul in multiple arenas, not just on the military side, but everything else, economic, political, everything.
Well, we've already got troops there, make no mistake about it, but they're talking about sending even more. And that would be the mistake, in my opinion, because if Taiwan suddenly becomes a pawn of China, which it could be very easily, the Chinese army outnumber them greatly, then we've already got a bunch of troops that we're going to lose.
Most unfortunately, this is a very, very bad situation. You know, China continues to be on the rise. They believe themselves to be, this is again the communist Chinese government we're talking about, they believe themselves to be rightly the power that should be the most influential in the world. This is why we see them making forays into, you know, quote-unquote peace negotiations in the Ukraine and this kind of thing. And they really do believe that they have the ascendancy to do such a thing.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday there were films of China, their troops, simulating striking Taiwan, man-to-man, mano-a-mano, with an invasion. And it was on the second day of their drills. It looked very impressive from where I was sitting, but, you know, that's not necessarily the way it's going to go down.
Well, right. It never is, ultimately, but it does show. I mean, they're trying to intimidate Taiwan. They're trying to intimidate the United States. They're trying to intimidate the free world. You know, Captain, in response to the Taiwanese president coming here to California to the Ronald Reagan Library to meet with Kevin McCarthy, House Speaker, they instituted this policy that they're going to stop and inspect ships in the Taiwan Strait. You know, this is a recipe for total disaster. If they ever try to stop an American warship, can you imagine what the response might be?
Well, it's not going to happen, so they might as well put it out of their head.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. But it's this kind of provocative thing. And when you have a Chinese official just the other day prior to the visit saying that, you know, stop calling them the Taiwanese president, stop calling the Taiwanese president a Taiwanese president, because they say that doesn't exist. I mean, this is how far down the rabbit hole they really are in terms of how they even perceive China, Taiwan. They feel it's a renegade province, basically.
Well, get this. Donald Trump yesterday ripped the Biden disinformation administration on blaming his administration for the Afghanistan problem, and he told Biden to own up for the mess that he himself created.
Well, the order of the day in the Biden administration is to blame the Trump administration for everything from inflation, right?
Yep.
We have a terrible economy. Well, it's Trump's fault. Well, it's inflation, Trump's fault. Afghan pullout, Trump's fault. They really do believe, Captain, that they can say it, and they can say it with a straight face, and they think they know some people are going to believe it.
And yesterday, Trump's lawyer came out and said he has no more classified documents of any kind anywhere in his possession.
Yes, and what he should have added, too, is that President Trump does not own a Corvette, nor does he have any classified documents stored in the garage next to it.
And Hunter does not drive that Corvette.
Exactly. Well, the documents thing is actually pretty big in the sense that you have a lot of these ex-officials, right, out of office who seem to have these things. But, of course, with the Biden administration, too, and I think there was a story, Captain, I think that, you know, some of these documents were placed here and there in Chinatown, for example. Yeah, I mean, at the Biden Center, the Penn Center there, you've got them in the garage next to the vet. You know, come on, man.
Come on, man is right. Where are we going?
Right. Well, but again, it's always, it's kind of like, it's almost like a movie plot. You know, let's just take everything we ever do and let's just put it onto Trump. You know, we're just going to project it all onto him and it's all fine. And, because there is a, they know that there's a double standard and they play to it. But make no mistake, you know, the kinds of things we're talking about with these documents, from the Biden perspective now, or from the in regards to Biden, this is big time. We don't know who could have actually gotten control of these documents, or seen them, or gotten the information from them. This is a very, very big deal, and they want to make it look like it's a big nothing.
And speaking of being concerned, North Carolina Democrats are fearing that the GOP push is going to come after the state representative Gortham switched from Democrat to Republican.
Well, that's right. And why did she make the change? Cotham made the change because the Democrat Party didn't share the values anymore. It was
sneaky tricks.
It was a different thing. Pardon?
Sneaky tricks.
Yes, well, exactly. And I think this is how a lot of people across the highways and byways feel. This actually goes back to what we were talking about just a couple segments ago. You see, I think you had a lot of Democrats who want to come over and vote for a Republican because they see the damage that's being done, even just economically, to the nation. But you've got this issue of abortion that does transcend these different political parties, it would appear. And so as we saw in the midterms, I think this was why the Democrats honed in on abortion. And it worked for them. It literally worked for them. When, by all other accounts, the Democrats should have been swept out of power like you would never believe in a midterm.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, well, let's see here. Taking a look at the clock here, we're coming down to the last 45 seconds, so I think I'll throw this in there. AOC is demanding justice and impeachment of Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice.
Well, sure, but because they want to put another justice on the court as fast as possible, and they don't want to wait for Joe Biden to get voted out of office and then possibly not have another chance at this for another 4 years after Biden presumably would lose the election, or there would be a GOP president. So this is just another way of getting there, by using this particular controversy to call for the impeachment. It's like Christmas for them.
Well, I don't think they have an elected stand on again.
Well, no, but this is why you amplify it and you jump up and down and you go crazy and you create this huge controversy that, you know, and try to get a critical mass happening.
Okay, well, we're going to go crazy in the break, and we'll be right back with more and the Truckers Highway and Bible Report too when we come back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here.
Gretchen Wilson live in concert, as she happens to be here for the party. What do you think, Carl?
I like it. Yeah, that's Gretchen Wilson, man. That's great.
Are you there for the party, too?
Well, sure. By all means.
Well, if there's going to be a party, you're going to be there, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the weather. I don't see a whole heck of a lot that's changed out your way, but what's going on?
Well, Captain, friends in Seattle and Portland, Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, you're going to continue to see rain as we move through this week, at least until Thursday. We got a big band of rain out there off the Pacific coast, and it's making a beeline for Portland and Seattle. The rain continues on through parts of Washington and Oregon, but mostly along through the Walla Walla area, also along I-90, Moses Lake, Richville, over towards Spokane, up through Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and down into Montana and parts of other parts of northern Idaho there. Looks like the Deary area, Orofino. If you're in that area, you definitely got rain coming across your area right now. Also, we continue with an avalanche warning this near Salt Lake City and Logan, Utah. Aerial flood watch, again, because of those high temperatures. If you're coming across I-80 from Winnemucca all the way over to the Utah border, you could see some flooding because of snow melt, because of those warmer temperatures. So be careful out there.
Snow melt. Snow melt, he says. How many
snow melt?
How many feet of snow have they had up there in, what is it, the ski center up above Eddie, where Eddie Floyd is? Haven't they had like 40 feet of snow up there or something?
Well, they had an enormous amount of snow. That's for sure up in the Reno area.
So if that snow all comes down and melts, you're going to have one hell of a flood.
Well, exactly. So we're seeing how these temperatures go, but especially this alert is mostly in northern and central Nevada, again along I-80 between Winnemucca and the border with Utah.
Yeah, which is right where the mountains are, which is where the snow will melt. Okay, I got it. Okay, well, let's move over here and come a little bit to the east. We've got a couple of areas. South Dakota, we got an issue right along the border with Nebraska, where we're probably going to get some rain melt and some flooding in there along the lower rivers. Could be the same thing we're looking at down below in Kansas right now, north of Amarillo, going up towards Nebraska. Right on the line there could be some of those streams and those rivers in there as well. Now, we do have rain tonight, and we do have some flood warnings and watches going on in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, and in the upper peninsula of Michigan, Duluth and east of the Twin Cities, and over in the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, and then all of the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. You're going to see some rain, or you're going to see some flooding, or you're going to see both, whatever the case might be. Now, coming on down into the southeastern corner of Ohio, the southwestern corner of West Virginia, the eastern third of Kentucky, and the western 15 or 20% of Maryland, you're going to have a frost advisory through the mountains there. A freeze advisory is going to be coming across South Jersey, over into southeast Pennsylvania, down into the northern part of Virginia, and that's going to take us over down into the central part of North Carolina, where we will have a frost warning. And then looks like we're going to have a frost advisory in the central part of South Carolina tonight. Going to be some wind along the ocean tonight. There'll be some gale warnings, especially along Norfolk, right there, Virginia Beach. So it could be interesting for you tonight, to say the least. So be careful, and remember, it's all about being careful on this holiday weekend, because there'll be a lot of people out there sharing the roads with you, won't there, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. Before we turn out here, tell us how to hear your show, number one.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, you can go to PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. Find out all about the great amenities and great services at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. Start saving money, earning points, and doing great things like reserving your parking space today. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and a great way to start your Monday out with him and all the great information that he brought forth here, and we're going to go right back into it here, and we're going to pick up the ball with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did you hear Congressman James Comer over the weekend?
I did not.
Biden family received China payout in return for Joe Biden favors. You would not go out on a limb and say something like that unless you had some pretty solid proof.
Well, the most recent proof is the $1.3 million.
Yep.
They do have proof of that with bank records.
Yep.
So you can start there.
Yep. And yep.
Well, the money actually went through an interlocutor, and from there it was dispersed to four members of the Biden clan. He has that proof.
Yep.
He has also, it's either he or Jim Jordan subpoenaed five banks,
uh-huh.
That they know of with the suspicious, they call it SARS, not to be confused with the disease, but suspicious action reports.
Right.
And therein lies, I think, where he is. He's literally following the money. He has some other people that have actually come forward as cooperating. I won't say whistleblowers, but they're cooperating with the investigation.
Well, they don't have much of a choice.
Well,
unless they want to get dragged in it. Unless they want to get dragged into it.
Well, they're in it. I mean, he knows who these people are. So, you know, he requests a conversation with them on the official testimony under oath, or they get subpoenaed. So it's one or the other or both.
Well, the Breitbart folks are following this story very closely, and they put out a statement that said, we believe the reason the family was receiving this money is because of favors that Joe Biden did as vice president and was now doing as president.
That goes without saying. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's...
But he's not afraid to say it, which tells me there's got to be some truth to it, and nobody on the other side of the aisle, nobody is picking up on that. Nobody.
No, the other side of the aisle is defending them.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Maybe they're in the payroll too, for all we know. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't forget, you can go over there. Check out all the great things she has to offer, like Kathy Curtis does.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.